Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is quite an honor this morning to have the First Lady of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts in the studio with us.
Morning.
Mrs. Baker. Or should we call you? What, I mean, what should we call you, Madam First Lady, or what? Like, what? How does that work?
I'm afraid to say it, but you could call me whatever you wanted. Anything. Greg. I will pretty much answer. But you know, my name's Lauren, so you can call me that.
We can just call you Lauren. All right, that's fine.
I mean, fellow swamp resident.
Oh yes, that's right.
Right.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
swamp scat, my peeps.
Okay, so if we want anything done here in the Massachusetts, we
you could ask. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what do you want? We always tell the missus.
What do you want done?
Eliminate bike lanes.
Oh yeah, Wiggy has it. He's got an issue with the bike. Yeah,
eliminate
with the
all bike lanes. As a matter of fact, eliminate all bikes for anybody that is over 13.
So, I'm not touching that.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably a good idea. Yeah, anything that Wiggy says, just ignore it. Just ignore it, Mrs. Baker. So we have 44 days until Christmas.
We do.
And you're here to talk a little bit about a holiday gift drive for kids in foster care and kids that are engaged with DCF. And I wonder if you could tell everybody a little bit about it.
Well, this is a holiday gift drive that is operated by the Wonder Fund, which is my key initiative. It's a private nonprofit that exclusively serves kids engaged with the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families. So these are kids in foster care or who, for whatever reason, are engaged with the department, which we call DCF. And every year, the Wonder Fund does this massive gift drive, and we are trying to get holiday gifts for every single one of the 50,000 kids in Massachusetts who are engaged with the department.
There's
right.
50,000. Wow.
There are 50,000 kids. They are in every city in town. They range in age from 0 to 22. And these are kids who've had to endure some pretty tough situations in life, and we just want to give them a kind of, you know, holiday that they deserve. And yeah. I can't think of anything that's more fulfilling or satisfying than giving a gift to a child who otherwise might not get anything for themselves for the holiday. So it's a really great effort. And last year we were able to distribute donated gifts to 45,000 kids. Wow. All awesome. Over the state.
That's amazing.
And we've got to beat that record this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have lots and lots of donors, corporations and organizations and individuals who've chosen to buy gifts for one kid or 1,000 kids. And we still have thousands of kids left who are waiting for someone to choose to give them a gift for the holidays.
How do we get involved? How does the gift drive work?
So the gift drive, you go to wonderfundma.org and you sign up. And you can choose to give gifts. You could get an individual child's actual wish list, which has three items on it. And that could be an item of clothing and, you know, a Legos or something. It's not a very expensive gift drive to participate in. It's somewhere between $30 and $50. It's up to you. You could do that. You could choose an individual child or take 2 or 3 or 10. And you will be assigned to, once you sign up, you'll get your child's name in their wish list, and then you can figure out with how to get the gifts to where the kids are, to the DCF office that's nearest to you. And or you could decide you just want to hold a gift drive, or you want to go out and buy loose toys. And we are happy to accept loose, unwrapped toys anytime.
And it seems like Christmas is creeping up on us. I mean, Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
It's here all of a sudden.
So this is the time when you really, really need to push for this and get lots of people involved.
Right. Yeah. We because it takes a lot of work to get gifts to 45,000 kids. And so we would love it if everyone would go on wonderfundma.org today
and
sign up today, do your shopping over the next couple of weeks and get those gifts into wherever you're assigned to drop them off by like early, mid-December, so that we have an opportunity to distribute them out to the kids.
Do you have a favorite story about a child that was involved with DCF getting a gift?
Well, I mean, every week we hear amazing stories from social workers about the impact of the opportunities that the Wonder Fund gives these kids. We will, outside of the holiday gift drive, we do emergency aid. So when a child has to be removed from their home, we'll make sure that they get a duffel bag that has new socks and underwear and pajamas and maybe a nightlight or something to make that horrible time a little better. And we pay for whatever individual kids need to do to enrich their lives. So it's ballet lessons and summer camp and, you know, sports equipment, whatever it is that a child wants to feel loved and to be able to participate in their community. So, you know, we have, you know, the most recent story is about a single mom who was the victim of domestic violence. And because she escaped a bad situation with her kids, she was living in a shelter and she was really trying to make it possible for her kids to have a magical holiday. And through the Wonder Fund and DCF, she was able to get holiday gifts for kids that she otherwise wouldn't have been able to afford.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, these kids don't choose to be engaged in the system.
Yeah.
It's not their fault. And they deserve to have those magic moments of childhood. And getting a holiday gift with your name on it, that's something that you would love, that you asked for, is really special. And you know, every kid deserves to have that feeling.
Absolutely. I mean, that whatever the holiday is, every child deserves to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really amazing what you guys do. And I think that everybody who listens to the show will jump right on this and will participate. So I'm glad you came in and told us about it. Give the email or give the website one more time so everybody can get involved.
Thank you. So, Greg's listeners, I know you're incredibly engaged in your community. You do so much for so many people. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's wonderfundma.org. That's wonderfundma.org.
All right.
Sign up today.
And the governor's probably listening. I mean, he listens to the show all the time, so you can give him a hello. Or, I mean, do you critique his performance like most wives do? Like, do you, when he gets home from work, do you say, hey, wait a minute, I got an issue with this today?
Not so much. No, well, I mean, when he's on the radio, you keep him in line pretty well.
Yeah,
so
yes,
that
yeah.
I don't critique him on
you
that.
Don't critique him on that, but other things you may have a comment here.
Well,
or there.
If I'm there when he gives a speech, my normal thing is, you know, he'll sit down and he'll say, how was that? And I'll say, ah, too long.
It was too long.
It doesn't matter if it was, you know, a minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah. That's what, like, Mrs. Wiggins says about Wiggy's performance on the show.
I guess that's a good thing.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so very much.
All right. And Merry Christmas. I'll give you is it okay to say Merry Christmas before Thanksgiving or no?
Sure.
All right. Yeah.
But if you're not going to see the person,
yes.
It's like when you say Happy New Year clear into February because it's the first time you've seen the person since the holidays.
Right. All right.
Right? Well, what a better way to kick off this whole season of giving than going to Wonder Fund MA and signing up to bring holiday joy, whatever holiday you celebrate, into the life of a child who really needs it.
That is the First Lady of the Commonwealth.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.